good. And then I can see my room.
Yeah, and then it's right underneath.
Good.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P24013 regarding Brent W. Armstrong. The time is now 9:13 a.m. on August 21st, 2024. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We'll start with those of us in the room.
Dale Elliott, board staff, investigator.
Orlene Lohr, investigations manager.
It's actually W. Brent Armstrong.
W. Brent.
Technicality, but I'm the architect.
Thank you, Mr. Armstrong.
I'm Stan Koenig. I'm evaluating.
Thank you.
Casey Etchison, board counsel.
Thank you. Mr. Costello?
Devin Costello, I'm on the Enforcement Advisory Board.
Thank you. Mr. Percossi?
Good morning, Brian Percossi. I'm an architect, part of the EAC advisory.
Perfect. Thank you, everyone. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on August 10, 2023, related to a redevelopment project in Surprise, Arizona. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will now ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Fricassi.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Connick?
Yes.
And Mr. Costello?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee will be requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger and then respondent. During the interview, of respondent committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is your time for the interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for the interview. I would also like to state for the record that the individual who originally filed this complaint, Mr. Kyle Geiger, is no longer with the law firm, and Mr. Anthony Curry is now taking the role as the alleger. Mr. Curry did notify me this morning that he will not be in attendance. He stated that his client, Andy Zalko, may attend today. However, he is not currently present, so we will proceed forward without him. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. May I please have a motion?
So moved. Stan Koenig.
Okay. May I please have a second?
A second. Kevin Costello.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we'll do an individual vote. Mr. Ficassi? Voting on moving into executive session?
I concur.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Connick?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Costello?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 9:18 a.m. on August 21st, 2024.